the monkey will speak English and will tell you that, listen, here there are several monkeys. Some of them I know a little bit, but you should be careful because there are cheaters here and there are bad monkeys. So you should always be careful and be worried. What is he talking about? What is your thinking about the other people? Yes, they could cheat. Yes, they could make trouble for you. But before all of this, they are the source of your real life. Doubt is in yourself because you're not honest and open like this. So you would imagine that everybody is a cheater. Okay, now what should we do? What could you do? Could you change everyone? You're trying, but no success. Everybody's trying. You could change this fellow. Period. The first thing you should do is to change yourself to become good. If everybody does it, everybody is good. If nobody does it and you did it, you're good. What's wrong with that? Because over there you say, oh no, everybody does it. Okay, nobody does it, but you correct yourself. You become a healthy fellow. This is why I'm talking about it. Do not think that the other people are a copy of you. Don't look at them from your own mirror. You think that, okay, they're like me. No. Thanks God, nobody is like you. That's one of the points here. We insist upon this. A human being is unique, you know. We started to know the lines of the hand, and now genetically, we know that there is no exact copy. Why? This is what a complicated system is made of. If you put the same stuff, billions of them together, you have nothing. You have just billion stuff. But if they are different and they are connected and they are working together, look at us. Which one of you did something to put this Hubble in the sky? All of us. Human beings have done this. This is how it works. This is the difference between we and the animals. So don't think that the people are exactly like you. Yes.
The king indeed knew his innocence. On their account was he making that investigation, saying, O Amir, open the door to the chamber at midnight, when he will be unaware of it, in order that his thoughts may come to light. Afterwards, it rests with me to punish him. I bestow the gold and jewels upon you. Of those riches, I desire naught but the information.
Okay, a little bit difference here. First, the king acted how? You forget that this guy we are talking about, which is the real lover, Ayaz, this slave, is a lover, okay? And he will do whatever king will say. What about the king? King could not do whatever Ayaz says. Because in that case, Ayaz is the king. King is decision maker, is up there and is responsible, isn't it? So, between these group of people, Nasty One and Ayaz, we will think and we'll say, okay, I know he's clean. He starts with this, right? Later you will see that and you will think, oh, why did I let them do that? Because even if he has stolen all the jewels, I don't mind. But I had to, and it will be explanations. Here he will say, okay, go and search. and if you find goals and stuff, yours. The only thing I'm interested in is information. This is the point. You will tell them that, bring me the information. That's what I accept. Yes.
Thus you spoke, while his heart was throbbing on account of the incomparable Ayaz. Is it I who am uttering this? How he will be if he hear of this injustice? Again he says, by the truth of his religion, that his constancy is too great for him to be annoyed by my foul aspersion and heedless of my purpose and meaning.
When are you listening? The king is thinking now. Okay, he gave the permission for them to go and look. My God, what if this is the truth? No, it cannot, because I know him. And what?
When an afflicted person has perceived the interpretations of his pain, he sees the victory. How should he be vanquished by the pain? The interpreter is the patient Ayaz, for he is contemplating the ocean of ends.
Okay, here is the word interpretation. What does it say to you? This interpretation is one of the main problems we have. because you could interpret something to something else, to something even the opposite. Because that's what the process of interpretation is. Here you say, let's talk about this ta'wil, because this is what the Muslims did for Quran and the others for the book of the religion. They go about interpreting it, means changing it a little bit. Here he talks about that, yes?
To him, as to Joseph, the interpretation of the dream of these prisoners is evident. How should the goodly man, who is aware of the meaning of the dreams of others, be ignorant of his own dream? If I give him 100 stabs with my sword by way of trial, the union of that loving one will not be diminished. He knows I am wielding the sword against myself. I am he in reality, and he is I.
And point. What was the point? The king has this confusion, and he thinks that, okay, I did this, but what? If he hears it, he will be angry. No, I know him, he will not be angry. I did this, so, and at the end, he'll say, you know what? If he listens and he has a pain about this, he knows that this pain is in me, because I am he is me. Now, this is something that will be repeated in different sections, and you just understood it, right? Did you get it? I'm he is me. What does that mean? If you think about it, you don't understand it. This is the microphone is the glass. Did you get it? Two fellows here, they will say, he is me, I'm him. Means what? That unity we were talking about in book 4, do you remember? This is the real unity, because somehow you could understand it, that they are, I will say, they are inseparable. Means what? Inseparable means two fellows who are stuck together, right? I'm talking about two fellows who are living in two different countries. I will say they are inseparable. Do you get it? Yeah. Because human connection is not physical connection. This is why I show you this repeatedly. We are connecting to Rumi, who is dead. This is how it works. So you should understand here that what he is talking about is reality. What's reality that you don't get it? Because you don't have that feeling in you. Because you are you. You are capital I, me, big. This is the situation of these fellows, and he is not talking about the thought of Ayaz. Ayaz is not thinking that I'm him. The king is thinking this. Do you remember when we talked about this attraction, which is coming from heaven towards us? Attraction comes from there, but you could see it here in the people. Here is the same. Yes, let's explain it.
Sending forth the real oneness of the lover and the beloved. Although
you need to understand this, that there is a unity between lover and beloved which will make them the same. Not the same, but a couple. They are somehow so connected that mentally they are the same. In their heart, their feeling is the same. Yes.
Setting forth the real oneness of the lover and the beloved, although they're contrary to each other from the point of view that want is the opposite of wanting nothing. So a mirror is formless and pure, and formlessness is the opposite of form. Yet in reality, they have a oneness with each other, which is tedious to explain. A hint is enough for the wise.
I have the last part. A hint is enough for a wise. If you're stupid, I don't know what to do. And if you're wise, I could give you just a hint. Because I'm talking about that beautiful relationship and feeling between two people. How could I explain it? I'm just giving you a hint. Yes, let's hear the hint.
From grief for a separation, there came suddenly a sickness into the body of Majnun. By the flame of longing, his blood boiled up, so that Quincy appeared in that mad lover. Thereupon the physician...
You know what it means, mad lover? Oh, this is the translation. The word is Majnun. You remember we talked about it? Because Junun is craziness in Arabic language. Majnun is the crazy fellow. But if you talk to an Iranian and you will say Majnun, they don't think about the craziness. They think about the lover. Because lover is crazy. You will see, he will do illogical stuff. The logical fellow is the animal. Beyond the logic is this Majnun. Yes, this Majnun now is getting sick because he's far from Lady. Yes.
What's Quincy, by the way?
He's translated a word as Quincy. What is Quincy? You know?
Quincy?
Yeah.
What is it?
Translation
for
no.
So that Quincy appeared in Majnun.
Quincy is a sickness, a disease, which appears in here and you will suffocate somehow. This is what that disease is. But they use it for being suffocated, being like that. That's the word. Khunnaq. Yep.
Thereupon the physician came to treat him and said, there is no resource but to bleed him. Bleeding is necessary in order to remove the blood. A skilled phlebotomist came thither and bandaged his arm and took the lancet. Straight away that passionate lover cried out.
Okay. What happens here? This Majnun is really crazy because the distance between him and Layli, so he feels bad and very awful and he starts to be sick. They bring in